Greetings again, in Jesus' name. I hope you're looking to the Lord this morning and you're being blessed in Him. I'm happy to be giving you the daily inspiration. Yesterday we talked about the marvel, the miracle, the blessing of natural eyesight, of our eyes that God created. And today, I want to look at spiritual eyesight and the blessing, the marvel, the need for that. My friend, do you have good spiritual eyesight? Matthew 5:8 says this, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." That's a promise. And Jesus says, we are blessed when we shall see God. He has been God, been with God throughout eternity past, and He knows that we are very blessed when we shall see God. But we need to be pure in heart for that to be. Now that certainly would be speaking of seeing God in the future, in eternity. But I also believe it's talking about right now, in this life, that when we have a pure heart, we will see God. We will see God at work in our life. We will understand what God is doing around us. We will not be walking in confusion, but we will be walking in the light as He is in the light and have fellowship with Him and with one another. John 3:23. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." Notice that these two verses have both the word know, K-N-O-W, and also the word hope. And it looks like it's interchangeable. We tend to water down hope to where it's not the same thing as know at all. But here we see it is. We know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. The assurance of salvation is a reality if you have it. If you have salvation, you should be able to be assured of it. But if you don't have assurance of salvation, you should be alarmed. You should realize that maybe you haven't been saved at all, or at least that there is some problem in your life, whether it's lack of faith or the presence of sin or something is keeping you from feeling and knowing the assurance of salvation, the fellowship with the Savior, Jesus Christ. It says here that every man that hath his hope in him purifies himself. If we don't have the assurance of salvation, we're not going to be motivated and we won't have the power to purify ourselves. Notice that hope is also a very sure thing. It's not just a wishful thinking. It's an earnest expectation of something that is coming. It's hope because it's not reality yet. It's in the future. We are looking forward to it. We are expecting it. We are walking towards it. And someday soon it will be reality. But it's hope for now because we don't actually have it in this moment. Someday, hope will be done away with because it will now be reality. When I hear somebody say that you can't know whether or not you're saved, I immediately assume that that person never has experienced salvation. I don't think there's another way to look at it. Because if you really have been washed by the blood of Jesus, your sins have been washed away, and you have fellowship with Jesus Christ, the righteous, you're walking with him, he talks with you, he fills you with his Spirit, you know these things to be reality. You know you've been delivered. You know you have a power that you formerly didn't have. And you're not going to question it. You know it's real. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." Confusion results when we can't see clearly. Matthew 6:22, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." Our eye being single, what does that mean? It means we have a single focus. We have our focus turned to the Lord. We have our affection set on things above, like it says in Colossians 3. Let's have our eyes focused upon Jesus Christ. Let's see single-eyed, and then our whole body shall be full of light. But if our eyes partly on the world and partly on Jesus Christ, what will be the result? We will be confused, and we will not be able to walk in the light as he is in the light. 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." There's so much fear and confusion in many churches today. Why? It's because people don't have a single eye on the Lord Jesus. It's because, for some reason or other, they don't have assurance of salvation. They're not purifying themselves, even if it's pure. They don't have a pure heart. They're not able to see God. They might be very religious, but the reality of the Holy Spirit and of Jesus Christ and God the Father is not present in these people's lives. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of oppression. There's a lot of fears. There's a lot of a lack of the sound mind. There's a lot of a lack of love. Children growing up in homes where love is not evident is bound to create problems. My brother, my sister, my friend, look to Jesus Christ. Purify yourself. Repent of sins. And if you don't have assurance of salvation, pursue it. Pursue the Lord Jesus with all your heart. And ask him why you don't have the assurance. Ask him why there's confusion in your life, why you are still under the spirit of fear. Ask him to make you free. Jesus Christ said, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." And I pray that if you haven't experienced that freedom, that you will very soon experience it. Have a single eye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Be done with the world. Be done with sin. Be done with self. Pursue fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, I want to talk more about this subject, and we will be looking at the reason or different reasons why people can't see clearly. what hinders spiritual eyesight? That's what we want to touch on tomorrow. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day.